Chapter 16. Maudie felt she was in the middle of a nightmare in broad daylight. As the logboat soared out over the waterfall, they were enveloped in a milky fog of spray, tinged through by a broad spectrum of rainbow colours. The Hermaid had released her hold of the logboat, as had the Gowson crews. All about them, the air was filled with the roar of cascading waters. It was the strangest of sensations, plunging downward amidst all the noise and colour, seeing others falling alongside her, some still holding their paddles. Maudie even had time to think about what had happened to the Coracle and its cargo of shrew babes. Would the logboats land on top of them? Those poor babies, it didn't bear contemplating. Splash! Kaboom! The Gowson crews hit the water. Maudie was immersed in a world of swirling blue, green and white, with the dull boom of the waterfall echoing in her skull. She was whirling about like a leaf in a hurricane, water filling her mouth, nostrils and vision. Her body was swept sideways as she felt herself thrust upward, paws flailing in all directions toward the surface.
"Oh, there, matey, gotcha! Up you come now, bugo!"
A huge fat otter had her by both ears in a vice-like grip. The pain of being hauled out by her ears was momentary. Maudie felt herself flung up onto a mossy bank, as though she were a bundle of washing. In swift succession, several Gowson were slung onto the bank beside her. Lug Lug was one of them. He sprawled alongside the Hermaid, both coughing and spitting out water and weed fronds. The big otter banged his rudder down on their backs, helping them to expel the debris from their lungs. He pointed to Maudie, laughing as he bellowed out to an equally big female otter.
"Ho, ho, 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 look at this'n, Kachooch. Did you ever see a shrew with a set of lugs like that?"
Maudie managed to gasp indignantly.
"I say, do you mind? I'm a blinking hare, not a shrew."
The big female, Kachooch, helped Maudie upright, winking cheerfully at her.
"Take no heed of Barbola, me dearie, he's only joshing."
Lug Lug gave the big male's rudder a hearty tug.
"Barbola Boulder Dog, you old gullywumper, what are you doing in these waters? I thought you was living on the East River Moss."
Barbola hauled another shrew from the water and casually tossed him ashore.
"Lug Lug, Lug Lug, you whiskery old nuthead. Don't you know any better than trying to paddle log boats over the ripples? Good job me and the family was here to pull your acorns out of the stoop."
Lug Lug retrieved his paddle and inspected it for damage.
"Didn't have much choice, mate. We was on the run from Curdley and his brown rats. Did you manage to rescue our little ones? They were swept away ahead of us."
Kachooch beckoned along the bank with her rudder.
"Bless their little spiky heads. They're in the hold playing with me and Barbola's grandbabes. Shame on you letting them get away from you like that."
Maudie intervened.
"It wasn't our fault, ma'am. We were fighting off the rats, you see."
Kachooch pursed her lips angrily.
"There's far too many of those brown ratty murderers for most honest beasts to fight off. They does as they pleases around Mossflower these seasons."
Barbola towed an upturned logboat further down the bank, to where a number of his sturdy sons and daughters turned it upright with a joint heave.
"That grunting Curdley's like all bullies. He'll make his marks one fine day, and I hope show him around to see it. I come to the Holt and take a bite with us. Your Gowson's all safe and sound. There should be plenty of plugs and dips to go round."
Lug Lug smacked his lips noisily.
"Plugs and dips, eh? Lead on, me barrel-bellied bucko."
Maudie accompanied Kachooch, inquiring.
"Begging your pardon, ma'am, but what in the flipping name of seasons is plugs and dips?"
The big otter wife chuckled.
"You'll soon find out, missy."
The otter's holt was on an island further downstream. They took the logboats and paddled to it.